Today's daf is daf Mem Ches. So let's pick up from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, four lines up. Gemara quotes from a Mishnah. Now this is a Mishnah that appears in doesn't appear anywhere actually. This may be our Mishnah, but an elaboration of our Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah says, "Aval Amru Mishaparo bi Dora Mabul Hu Asid Li Para Mishen Omed bi Diburo." The Mishnah said that a person who does not stand by his words will ultimately get punished. Excuse me. By the Rebbeinu Shalom, who punished the Dora Mabul and the Dora Flaga. So the Gemara says, "Now Amris." We had the whole discussion in Machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Malos Konos, Davar Torah Malos Konos." Reish Lakish felt that Mechira, rather Meshicha, is Midaraisa Kona. So Iyam Reis Mishlam, if you say Malos Konos, like Rabbi Yochanan says, then Mishum Hachi Kai Bavel. So then I understand if the Lokeach paid the money over to the Mocher, and then the Mocher or Lokeach, one of them retracts. So then I understand why you get this such a curse, because you're retracting. The sale was final. Well, Iyamris Malos Eino Konos, if you hold that money really does not finalize the transaction, Amai Kai Bavel? Why is he Kai Bavel in this statement of this klala? Mishum Dvarim? Bavel, the Gemara says Mishum Dvarim. You're right, Eino Hanami, even if you hold like Resh Lakish, that passing over the money does not finalize the transaction, still, simply since you said you made a verbal agreement and you're going back on it, that's enough to deserve this klala. But you're right, the passing the money doesn't finalize anything according to Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Uvidvar mikai bavil? Is it really true by simply making a verbal agreement and retracting you'll get this klala? The Raisa tells us otherwise, going on to Memches. That Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Pishamu Talis Kona Dinar Zav, even though if you give the object, the merchandise, so the sale's final, and if you receive it, you have to then pay the money back, it's final. Ve'ein Dinar Zav Kona Talis, and the currency does not finalize the transaction. So we see Ein Maos Konos, Mikol Makom, even though giving the money doesn't finalize, Mikol Makom, Halacha, Aval Amu Mishapara Manche Dora Mabul Manche Dora Flaga Umanche Stone Vamora Umimitsraim Bayam Hu Asili Para Mimishena Omid Bidibur. So we see from this brisa that a person, his simple verbal agreement, will make him subject to the halacha. But wait a second, we're not done yet. The Hanose Bidvarm, the person who is just engaging in a business deal, Lokan, that self doesn't bind, nothing's binding. Vachozerbo, but a person who does retract. Ein ruach chachamim nocha heimanu. A person who retracts on a agreement, then the chachamim are not very pleased with him. So we're not done yet. The Vama Rava says, "Anu ein lanu ella ein ruach chachamim nocha heimanu." So we only have that ein ruach chachamim nocha heimanu. Meaning, it's not that it's a klala. The chachamim aren't pleased with what you're saying, but not that there's no klala going on here. So Rashi says, "Anu ein lanu klala acheres ela einu hogun b'nei chachamim." It's not they're not happy with what you're doing, but there is no klala here. So we see from all this that when a person has a verbal agreement and retracts according to Rava, so then all he is ein ruach no chachamim nocha heimanu, but there's no klala. So the Gemara answers no. Dvarim, if you have Dvarim Vika Bidayu Maos, if you have a verbal agreement and you've transferred the money, so then Kai Ba'aval, then you get this Klala. Again, it's not Chayiv. According to Reish Lakish, the Kinnin isn't final. Reish Lakish requires a Meshicha. So if you have Dvarim plus the Maos, then Reish Lakish will agree there's your Kai Ba'aval. But Dvarim Veleke Bahadai, but if you simply have a verbal agreement, but Bileka Bahadayu Maos, but there is no money that's accompanying this verbal agreement, then Lokai Baval. Then there is no klal that you get. So according to Reish Lakish, there are three levels. Meshicha is Kone. Dvarim with Maos, you get the klala. Dvarim alone, there's nothing at all. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kra Umasnisa Misai Leile Reish Lakish. There's a pasuk and a brisa that supports Reish Lakish's position. What's the krah? What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'chichesh b'miso b'pikadon." A person denies having a pikadon that he's watching. O b'tzumas yad. We'll see that means in a second. O b'gazel, or something he stole. O b'ashak esamiso. So what the Gemara wants to know? What does tzumas yad mean? Amar Rav Chista kikon shiachelo kli lahavaso. So let's say a person says, I borrowed money from you, and if I don't pay back the money, rather, this kli will be yours. Okay, that's Shemitz Yad. And then, Ashak, what's Ashak? I'm Rav Chista, Kigon Shiachal Kli Lashko. I'm a worker, and you owe me money. So we say, if you don't pay me back the money as the employer, I get to collect this certain kli in your house. So that's what Shemitz Yad is in Ashak. So then the Gemara says, so what do you see from this? V'chi Ahadra Kra. When the pasuk, now go ahead, the two pasukim later says, "V'hadra kra ksiv," it's written in the pasuk later on, "Vayak yechte v'asham," he sins and he has an asham, he denies owing any money, and then v'heishiv as a gzela, he returns back the gzela that he denied, asher gazal, oh es a oshek asher ashek, or that object that he denied owing, oh es a pikadon asher hifked also, or the object that he was watching, he returned all of them. So v'ilu b'tzimas yah lo hadra. But the pasuk doesn't say that, oh, you return the Shemitz Yad to him. Why not? So the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? La mishum de mechaser mishicha. The reason why we don't return the Shemitz Yad is because there's never a mishicha. What happened was, I borrowed money from you, and I said, if I don't pay you back, here's the object you could collect instead. But you never did a mishicha on that object. It stayed in my possession. So for that reason, I don't really owe it to you. Never were koned. So we see from this pasuk here that without mashicha, the bank is not kona the objects. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amar le Rapapa. Rapapa says le Rava, ema meoshekhu dahadar kra. So wait a second. Oshek also. If you, as the employer, owe me money and you say if you don't pay me back, I can collect the object from your house. There's no mashicha there either. So once the pasuk said the Osha case later on, it's implying the same case of the Tzumas Yad, because the same exact concept of using, paying back something you owe with an object. So once it, again, says Oshek that he has to pay back the object that he is owed, that the employer owes to the employee, so too it's implied that the Tzumas Yad, that the Love owes to the Malve. So there's no Chiddush here. And you don't necessarily Meshicha. Again, the bank's able to claim the object, and the employee is able to claim the object even without having a mashicha. So it's not a raya here. So Gemara says, no, hacha, b'maya skidan kigon shenala, mimendo v'chazer v'hifkidu etzla. The case of Oshek is where, again, I am the lover. And I say, the bank lends me money. I say, if I don't collect it from you, here you could collect this instead. I said, here, take the money. Take the object. Hold on to it as a collateral. And then you give it back to me to watch. Now you did do a mashicha, so that's why afterwards, if I don't pay, you're able to collect that oshek because you did an initial mashicha. You were kone that object. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hayu pikadon. If I then watch it after giving it to you, and then you give it to me to watch over, that's the same case as pikadon. Why does a pasuk have to repeat two cases of a pikadon? So the Gemara says, shei gabnei pikadon. There are two different scenarios of pikadon. One's a direct giving of a pikadon, and one is where you give it to the guy as a mashkon, and he gives it back to you to watch. So maybe one, Gemara doesn't explain, but maybe there's a half minute to think that those two cases are different. So we teach both scenarios of a pikadon. But either way, we see from here that there must be a meshicha for it to take effect, for the bank to be kona the object. So Gemara says, wait a second, ihachi, that's the case. Tzumis yanami lahadri velok mikigon shenala heimanu v'chazav hifkidu etzlo. So once we create this crazy scenario about the Oshek, so the pasuk could have also included the Tzumas Yad. And we could say it's a case where the employer said, here's the object in case I don't pay you. And then the employee gives it back to the employer to watch over. So that's a case there where there was a Meshicha, and maybe that's the same scenario. So why we could only say that case about the Oshek? We could say the same exact scenario by the Tzumas Yad. So the Gemara says, I-ahadra-kra, the pasuk had written again at Tzumas Yad as well, then lo tiyufto lo siyata. The pasuk couldn't have proven anything to us. It wouldn't be a kasha and wouldn't support anyone, because you could have just said it was a regular case of no mashicha at all, just most, it's simply giving money over. That's what you could have said. Or you could have said that it's a case of not lo mimanev achazav hifkido. So there's no, the pasuk wouldn't teach us anything. It took him like the teacher's things. So if it taught us both cases, then it wouldn't have been a question of support for either Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. But hashta de lo ahadri kra misaili. But now, the fact that it only goes back by Oshek and doesn't go back by Tzumas Yad, that does seem to teach us a certain din. So look at Rashi. And Rashi says, hashta de lo ahadri misaili de mahadri la Oshek upikadon v'gazav aveda v'loa hajit l'tzumas yad. The fact that it goes back in all of them but doesn't repeat tzumas yad, if we're able to learn a special drasha that tzumas yad v'mechosu mashicha v'asher kimashach. What's the difference? We have to create a scenario. It must be with the ojek he did a mashicha, and the tzumas yad he did not do a mashicha, and that's how the pasuk, it's a very roundabout way, the pasuk teaching us that Reish Lakish is correct, that mashicha is kona. Okay. Gemara now says, but tzumas yad lo ahadrikra. Is it really true that pasuk doesn't repeat tzumas yad at the end? Va'atana, doesn't the Braisa tell us, Amar b'Shimon, minayin litain esa amar limala limata? How do you know that which is mentioned above, earlier in the Pesukim, are meant to be indicated in the later Pasuk? Zichsiv, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in the same Parsha, O mikol asher yishbar alav l'sheker, and including every, not only the examples that were listed of Gzeila and Pikadon and Oshek, everything else is included. What's the mikol? What's coming to be included? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abba Ravua, Amar Rav the Rabbos, Tzumas Yad Yishavon. So to include even the case of Tzumas Yad. So it was a Hadre Kra by Tzumas Yad. So Gemara says, no, Badei Mihalo Ahadre Kra. Explicitly, Tzumas Yad was never included. Yes, implicitly it's included. Of course, it has the same dinim as well. But since it wasn't explicitly repeated in the Pasuk, that's why it's available to make such a drasha. That Meshicha on Oshek works, but the case of Tzumas Yad was where there was no Meshicha. That's why Lo Ahadre Kra. And that's the support we find in the Braisa Teshitas Reish Lakish. So what about the Masnisa, Minol? And how do we find in the Braisa that Reish Lakish, that Meshicha, is Konam, the Raisa is correct? Desani, the Braisa tells us, not lil balon ma'al. Person has hektesh money, he gives it to the balon, to the bathhouse attendant, and once he gives the money over to him, so then the nosein violates the Isser Mi'ila. So Amar Rav Dafka, balon hu dula mechasi Meshicha, only by a balon, where there's no Meshicha to talk of. There's no objects that are being given over to talk of Meshicha. So when you give him the money, so then that finalizes that transaction, that agreement for him to give you the bath now. So since there's no Meshicha, that's why there's a Me'ila right away. But a different instance where Meshicha would be necessary, so then Lomal Ademashach, then Me'ila wouldn't take effect until you've done a Meshicha on the object. Fine. So that's what we see. So again, that's a dik from the Braisa, that only because of Balaam, there's no Meshicha to speak of by a Balaam, that's why you violate the Isser Mi'ila right away. But in a case where there is a Meshicha that is Shayach, then the Isser doesn't kick into Meshicha, so we see that Meshicha is what's Kona. So the Gemara says, V'hat Tanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us, Nasa L'Sapar, you give it to a barber Ma'al, the Sapar Habar L'Mimshach Tasporas. The barber needs to do a meshicha. He needs to get the scissors. So there's a meshicha being done here. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hi by limshoch, hi socher hatasporas to bechol midi de isbe ma limshoch lo kana ademashoch." So who's giving who the scissors? I'm confused. What did it say there? That I'm hiring a barber. He's not doing a meshicha on my objects here.
It says the customer needs to perform meshicha.
So the customer takes the scissor and then that he uses it for himself, or that's.
Gives it to the bar.
Okay. So I don't get the case. All right, fine. So there's some Meshicha there's what to talk about there. So, is this V'hat? So what's the, again, V'hat Tanu Nasal Sapar Ma'al. How could it be right away when you give the money to the Sapar, to the barber, you get the Mila? How could that be? V'sapar Habay Lim Shach Tasparit. But you need a Meshicha. So we see even when the Meshicha is necessary, it's still, we say, the Ma'os are Konos. This is against Reish Lakish. So halacha v'maaskin, what's the case? B'sapar nachri d'labar meshichu. No, this case is talking about a non-Jewish barber. Non-Jewish barber is not subject to the halachas of meshicha. That's the Gemara, the second parak of Bechorah. So Rashi quotes here. The pasuk says the first wide line down, nachri lo shayach b'edein meshicha d'miyad amisecha, because if only amisecha has his shayach b'yad to do meshicha. But for the nachri, meshicha doesn't work for nachri. You need most konas for nachri. So that's why this sapar is talking about nachri, where the money does finalize it. If you're talking about a Jewish barber, so then the halacha would be you need a meshicha for the mi'ila to kick in.
Even though you're not allowed to get a
haircut. Ah, very good. But you can. There is a way around it, though. If you use a mirror, so then you're allowed to get a haircut. That's the Gemara of what the Zohar says. You're concerned he could kill you with a scissor and stuff.
The nachri.
The nachri. You can't get a haircut from nachri. But if you have a mirror, you see what's going on, so then you're allowed to. Okay. Gemara now says further. I'm just looking at Tosfos for a second, sorry. Seems like some interesting Tosfos in here. Okay, let's go weiter. Tanya, Nami Hachi, the Braisa says as well, Not no le saper, you give it to the saper or le sapun. What's a sapun?
Boatman.
A boatman, okay. A sfina, okay. Olachal bali umnos or any other trade. Lo mal ademashach. You don't get a mila until you do mashicha. That's consistent with what Reish Lakish says. So mashach kashin hadali. This is a kasha. Why? Because we said now sapar, in this case you need mashicha, but earlier we said all you need for sapar is maos. El lav shmamina. Kambisaper Nachri, Kambisaper Yisrael. So before a Saper Nachri, where Maos is Konos, and here's referring to Saper Yisrael, where the Mashiach is Kona Shma Mina. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. So he also says Maos Konos. Wait a second. Right, it's not really V'chein. We've been talking about Rishlak Hashem until now. So Rashid, V'chein Rav Nachman, Ki Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Maos are Konos. How do we see this? Ubad Kalevi b'masnis of Ashkach. So he did some research and found a brice that supported Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, that Davar Torah Mos Konos, which is what? No, the Siton. You give it to a Siton. What's a Siton? So Rashi says, Siton is a Chenvani Goda, a large store owner. Mocher Peros Harbe L'Chenvan Niyim. He gives it, he sells it to the smaller, so like, pretty much like a wholesaler, to the poor store owners. V'noden lo hamos ayad al yad kishem mocher. And he gives them, they give money a little bit to the Costco. They give a little bit here and there as they sell. U'betchilas hakinyan, the initial kinyan, nosen iravon damim muatin al hakol. So in order to get into the wholesale, they give a little bit of money at first, but they can't afford all the inventory yet. So they give $10 when they get $100 in inventory. And then when they sell the inventory, then they pay back the cost back to the Chenvani Haggadah. So that's a case of the Lissitim. So Nasna Lissitim. So you give money, the Hekdesh money to the Sitim. Mo, you get Isra Mila, even though you haven't yet pulled, you haven't get done a Mashiach yet. So this supports Shitas. Rabbi Yochanan, that Mo is Konos. Se'ela, Kash Reish Lakish. So this price is a Kash Reish Lakish. It clearly says that Mo is Konos. Reish Lakish says, "Ha money, Rabbi Shimon." Now this is Shitas Rabbi Shimon that he says the Maos Konos. Reish Lakish agrees. There's such an opinion. Reish Lakish is trying to figure out Shita Tanakama, and that's where he thinks even the Tanakama thinks it's about Mashiacha. So that's the debate.
Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yochanan. We saw two blot ago that him because he holds Matbeya. He holds that you need a kli. What do you say? That you need a kli. Perilo Abdi Chalipin. And we answer that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, their machlokas had to be Tolios and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because each of them couldn't say like the other sheet.
Yeah.
Came out Rav Nachman, though, was the one to say
it. It worked out consistent. Mm. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says the two dots. Aval Amru Misha Para. So even Misha said that person who doesn't hold by his word, so he gets cursed. So Gemara asks an interesting question. Itamar, Abai Amar Odaya Modirno? Do we let him know he's getting cursed? I mean, the curse happens automatically. We just let him know that's what's happening? Rav Amar Melit Latino. No, the curse doesn't happen automatically. We actually give him a curse. So Abai Amar Odi Modirle, we don't curse him. We just let him know that's a natural part. The curse just comes automatically. Why? Dichsiv Menasi Bamcha Losar. You can't curse a person. You can't curse a yid. So we can't do the cursing. We're just letting him know that we have a certain Mesorah that there's going to be an automatic curse from Shemaim. But we're not giving the curse. But Rav Amar Melit Latino, we do curse him. Only a person who is doing a ma'isa imcha can you not curse, but a person who is not following the halacha, a person who is not keeping to his word, then we are taka allowed to give him a curse. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Abai. Again, Abai says we let him know, and Rav says we actually curse him. So Amar Rav, Rav says, who's the one who holds you get curse him? I mean, like, how does he know this? The Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Yavle Nezuza Amalcha. Rabbi Chia paid some money for some salt. And Lasof, in the end of the day, before he received the salt, Ayakar Malcha, the salt went up in value. So Asa Lekame de Rabbi Yochanan, we went to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Zil Havlehu, so go give it to him. Wait, it was Rabbi Yochanan, Rechid, the Mocher Lokeach. Let me just make sure this is correct here.
He had the salt.
So he was selling, he's the Mocher. Right, so he was selling the salt for $10 a pound, I don't know. It sounds like a lot for salt. But it's $10 a pound for salt. And then the guy gave him $10. And now the salt went up to $15. So he wants, could he go back and ask another $5 to sell the salt? He never gave the salt over. So also the Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Yochanan, who we know hold Dover Torah Mos Konos. Amrilei, Zil Havlu, what do you mean? You took the money. The sale is final. You need to give him the salt. V'lo kabi alecha, If you low, kabi alecha mishapara. And if you don't pay, you're going to be subject to the lachas of mishapara. So vi amris, if you say, oh, di omi dinale, if it's simply that we let him know, but the curse comes automatically, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef bar Odiyahu, did he need to be known? This is a Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. He knew what he was talking about. No one had to tell him what the Mishnah tells us. He knew what the Mishnah said. Ela mai must be melet latinale, must be that you have Rabbi Yochanan says, if you don't listen, I'm going to give you that curse. So you see, it must be that you're allowed to curse. That's Rava, how Rava understood that's the case. You're allowed to curse in this case. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef asher leklubei ale lotusa dirabon.
Last question. Elamai, what are you
telling me? Like, you know, so he knew this also. So Rabbi Chiya went to Rabbi Yochanan to receive the curse. He wanted to receive a curse. Ella Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef a ravon who diyahiv le. So he gave him a certain collateral for the payment. I guess the lokeach gave some money to Rabbi Chiya, not for the full amount. He gave $2 instead of the $10. He gave $2 for the salt. And who savar kinegdahu kona? So Rabbi Chiya thought, so I'll give him $2 worth of salt. And the other $8 I'll keep myself because he didn't pay me the money. So Amar lay Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kineged kula hu kona." No, even if you pay only a little bit of the money, that's enough to acquire the whole agreement that you guys had. And Idmar, that in fact is such a statement we have in Machlokas that a Rav on paying only some of the money in the beginning. Rav Amar kineged hu kona. Rav says, "Whatever you pay, that's what you're kona. But the remaining you can retract on." But again, Rabbi Yochanan Amar kineged kula hu kona. When you pay, even though it's a little bit, you acquire the entire part of the agreement. And that's the chiddush we learn from this case. That's where Rava comes from. So Meisive, so okay, sorry, there is no raya here then about the curse, whether it's letting them know or whether they actually curse him. So the Gemara says then Meisive, let's ask a question from a Braisa. Hanosin a Rav, when a person gives a certain money that he owes, only a part of it, not the whole amount, lechaver, to his friend. He says, "Im ani chozer bi arvuni machulchach." So I said, "Here's the eravon. If I retract on the deal, you could keep the eravon. It's all yours." The hal amar, the guy who received the eravon, says, "Im ani echzer. If I retract, bi echbalcha arvoncha. I'm going to double the collateral. So you gave me $100 of collateral. I'm going to give you $200 back if I'm the one who retracts." So the lach is, "Mis kaimu hatanaim divrei Rabbi Yosi." This is a very important machlok because we see several places in Shas. Rabbi Yosi said this is a good sale, a good agreement rather. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi letame damar esmachta kanyo. Even though it's a crazy deal, who in the world would do that? I'll double the collateral if I retract? It's crazy. It's an esmachta. Rabbi Yosi says, even though it's an esmachta and it seems out of this world, an esmachta kanyo. If you make such a statement, it's final. But Rabbi Yehuda omer and dayo sheyikne kineged ervanu. No, you don't owe $200. That agreement doesn't stand. Whatever money was given, that's how much money you acquire towards it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed v'Amamun." When is this true? Bizman she'amar lo ervuni yakin, where you say you should be kona my collateral. Av amachel abayis, if you sell my house, osada of zuz for $1,000, upar lo mehem chamish me'azuz, and the lokeach pays half of it up. Kana he's kona, umachzel lo sashar, and the lokeach just has to pay the remaining balance. Even many years pass, you have to pay the remaining balance, of course. So my lav, do we not say, huadin the metaltlin? Is it not the same thing by metaltlin? That meaning, if you pay a little bit, you're buying the whole land. Even though you pay only some of it up front, you acquire the whole land. We don't say connect, though we say connected kulom. That's by a karka. So is it not the same din by metaltlin as well? When you pay a little bit of the ravon, you acquire the entire metaltlin. So Gemara says that midibisama kani le lekulo, that if you give a little bit, you kani the entire object. And the Gemara says lo metaltlin bimistama lo kani. By metaltlin, it doesn't work. You pay for a little bit, you only acquire that little bit. You don't acquire the whole thing. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: so my shna karka dibakasva kani le mamish kani le lekulo metaltlin de lo kani eleklubi meishipara lo kani le kule. So again. Why shna karka? Why karka is different than if you give a little bit of the money, you acquire the whole land. The bekasra karnilei, mamish karnilei lekula. So what's the din here? That giving the money, that's the svara. Just works.
Since the money effectuates kinyanim in general by karka, so therefore, a little bit of money is going to translate into the whole thing.
So it's not
since metaltlin doesn't typically get effectuated by money; it's mashicha. then a little bit won't work.
Right. So I guess the idea is, this is a discussion to speak about in the beginning of Kedushin Daf Beis, how Kesef Kedushin works. When you give a little bit of the money, that money is not necessarily a transfer of the value. It's a symbolic act. You're giving some money for it. So that is a Maisa Kinyan that finalizes it. Yeah, you still owe the remaining balance, but it's not meant to be an exchange of value. That's when it comes to Karka. Just like, you know, God the Nar of the Parts, you are a star, there's no transfer of value. It's just an action. So giving a little kesef, that's the action that solidifies the deal. You still owe the money. So that's why it works by Karka. Very good. But when it comes to metaltala, the lokanile elo kule mishapara, lokanile kule. When it comes to mos konos, we don't say mos konos. We paskin like Reish Lakish, in this case at least, that mos ain't no konos. And you need mishicha. So giving the money doesn't acquire, it's not a kinin. Giving the money, all it does is you're now subject to the lachas of getting a kol of val mishapara, but it doesn't really register a kinin, and that's why it only is transferring of what you gave, kineg though, but not kineged kula.
I wonder if that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds Keneged Kula. Is it Lushitasa?
Because he holds, it's just Maos Konos, so I guess so. That, yeah, Maos Konos, it makes sense. Since Maos Konos are giving the money, even though it's a little bit, that's the Maisa Kinyan. It's not about the value that you're transferring ownership. Yeah, could be. So then the Gemara says, and we'll finish with this, it goes, you know, deep into the next stop, but tomorrow's daf is a bit long, so may as well cover some ground now. So it usually went a bit long, and there's very low Rashi. The Tosfos indicates it's probably an easier daf. I don't remember. But looking it over, it looks pretty easy. Oh, but I see some more Noah stuff. Can't be that easy then. Okay, so let's go a little bit into the next half. Gemara says, Lema Ketanai. Maybe this is a Machlokas Tanai. Hamalve, what's Machlokas Tanai? This question about giving a little bit, whether it's Keneged Kulo or Kenegdo or Keneged Kulo. So Gemara says, Lema Ketanai. Hamalve es Chaveir al Hamashkan. A person lends money to his friend, and he takes a collateral Mashkan to protect the loan. The nichnasa hashmita, shmita comes. We know shmita is hashmatas ksafim, knocks out, it cancels, nullifies all loan. So afa pish eino shava ela peleg eino mishamit divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So we know one of the ways to circumvent shmita's ksafim is by having a mashkon, even either giving your a prizbal to bezdin or having a mashkon would be able to circumvent the shmita process. So let's say the mashkon is only worth half of what you borrowed. Still, that's enough to protect the loan from Shemitah's Ksaf. And that's Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi Omer Im Haya Mashkon Keneged Havasa Eino Meshamit. If the Mashkon is equal to the value that you borrowed, so then it's protected from Shemitah. But Vim Lav, if it's not, if it's a lesser value than the Halva, then Meshamit, it will be subject to the Lachas of Shemitah's Ksafim. So my Eino Meshamit, what does it mean according to the Kama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if the Mashkon is only worth half the amount, it's not Meshamit. What does that mean? Ilema Kenegdo, if it means it won't be Meshamit, whatever's next to it, meaning let's say you borrowed $1,000 and the Mashkon is worth $500. So if it means that $500 only of the Hava will be protected, Mechal, that implies that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Savar Lahach Palganami Meshamit, he thinks even the half that the Mashkon's worth will also be Meshamit. The entire amount will be Meshamit, even whatever's worth the amount of the Mashkon. So that's the case. So if I'm the bank, why do I take a Mashkon? If I'm taking the Mashkon, if I'm being told now, according to Yehuda Nasi, this Mashkon won't help anything. Won't help for the entire loan, certainly, and won't even help for whatever Hava's worth this Mashkon. The Mashkon's worth $500, it won't even protect that $500. So why in the world would the bank take a Mashkon? It's pointless. It doesn't protect from anything. So that can't be the explanation. Ella must be lav shmamina, must have to move the scale a little bit. Lav shmamina, my eidu meshamit, the kamer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What does it mean that if you take out a mashkon, the bank takes a mashkon, that will be protected from shmita's ksafim? It means eidu meshamit bekulo. That even though the mashkon is only worth $500, that's enough to protect the entire $1,000 loan. Umay meshamit, the kamer Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that it will be meshamit, that the shmita's ksafim will cancel out the loan, lahach paga de lo nakit ala mashkon. The other half that the mashkon isn't worth, it will only protect $500. That's the value of the mashkon, but the additional $500 it won't protect. But it will at least protect that $500 that it's worth. So what comes out of this machlokas is baha kimifki. What's machlokas? The Rabban Shimon Gamliel Savar kineged kulo hu kone. Even though the mashkon is only worth a little bit of the halva, it protects the kulo, the entire amount. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Savar kineged hu kone, kineged hu kone. It protects only the amount that is equal to the value of the mashkon. Mar says, love. That is not the way to understand the machlokas. My einu mashamit, the kamer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What does it mean that it's not mashamit? If you have a mashkon, it's not mashamit. It only means lach palga, dinaket ele mashkon. Only that amount, only kinegdo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds kinegdo, not kula. So that we said they had a question. Mechlal, does that imply now the Behuda Nasi Savar Lahach Paga Tanakit Ale Mashkon Nami Mashami? So according to Behuda Nasi, even the amount that's worth the Mashkon is all cancelled. Sela Mashkon Tanakit Lamali. So why is the bank holding on to the Mashkon? It doesn't protect them, it gives them zero security. So the answer is the Gemara, Lezichon Dvar Ba'alma. He has it simply to remember. He can't remember. The bank can't remember all the different loans it has out. So by having this guy's shoe, this guy's whatever, it has a name on it, that will remind them to go chase after him and collect on their debt. Okay, we'll stop here.